And I asked you a very important question. What do you bring to an event that is different? And you said that calmness.
Yeah.
So why is that not on everything? Becca Fumi, I bring calmness to your event. Calmness, use that catchphrase all the time. That when somebody comes, thinks about doing an event, they're thinking, I want calmness. They're thinking for me.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Smart Grow. My name is Oluwatobiloba Akinlabi, and I love to push the boundaries when it comes to the exchange of talent and commerce. Today on this episode, we have a beautiful entrepreneur, and it is Fumi. Hi, Fumi.
Hi, good afternoon.
Welcome to Smart Grow.
Thank you.
I love your smile already. So it's over, but we're going to have a great conversation.
Yes, definitely.
Can you introduce yourself and what you do?
Okay, my name is Oluwa Fumilaya James. I am the lead planner and also the event producer for Becca Fumi Events. For over 9 years, we've been in the event space, ensuring seamless and flawless events.
I love the idea of seamless and flawless. So that means what you do at events right now, rice has finished.
We don't panic.
No ice cream. No uncle shouting at the wedding.
Panic.
Where were you when I was in my wedding?
You're right.
Where were you? So what inspired you to start an event planning business?
So one of the things that inspired me is management. Because I noticed that most, especially the Yoruba parties, we like this, hey, utiloha, like. So I believe things can be sorted without not panicking. I believe in stillness.
That's beautiful.
I believe it's because in a still water, you can see yourself clearly.
Yeah.
Than now, because when you are not calm, when you're not in your right frame of mind, you can make mistakes. We are trying to like create a solution, not when you're adding more problems because of you're not being calm, you're not being still while you're trying to solve that. So
why are you telling me you're a calm person?
When it comes to events, I am very calm. Ooh. Very calm because I try not to let the mistakes or the chaos that is happening at that time affect me bringing solution to the event, because I am the face of that event, and whatever that goes wrong, I have to find solution to ensure that things go right.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I really love talking to you from this perspective because you're bringing a really fresh perspective to event planning.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I already see it and like, voila. It's chaotic already.
Yes.
But this is the first time I'm saying, you know, I'm sensing a sense of calmness. And that's a very unique thing to you. So tell me, who are your clients?
So I have more of my clients are from referrals, my friends. So I started my business with friends.
Okay.
My friends were getting my set. Don't worry, I would do it for free. So those people, I did it for free the first year, more like beginning of the second year. They are the one are now referring me to the business.
Okay.
How the business has got expanded, and more of the things I put the content online has also make people come to me through Google, through Instagram.
You had more clients.
Yes.
So 9 years in the business, what's the highest revenue you ever made in a year?
Within 5 million.
Within 5 million.
Yes. Is that not up to that?
Is that for an event or the accumulation of
all the accumulation of all the events for that year?
Or could you have made more?
Yeah, most likely.
What stopped you?
I wouldn't say something stopped me. It's just that I'm very selective when it comes to my client. During consultation, I can tell that I can work with this person, because no matter you're trying to bring solution, just put that they let you know that you cannot do it. And you trying to put down my own confidentiality outside, or maybe trying to being confident, it doesn't work for me. Okay. But I want you to understand that you've given me this to handle.
Okay.
Let me do it. Not you, Nancy. You're hiring me for something.
Okay.
You're still trying to take me off it. Like, I don't know, I'm going to put it. I'm hiring, okay, do this for me. Then you're still telling me, no, let me do it the way I understand so that I can bring the solution to what you're looking for.
Okay.
Not your, you can bring your own, but in a way not to let me feel what I'm bringing to the table is not useful.
Okay.
Yes.
So in my head now, from what you just said, you made 5 million because maybe perhaps if you could have made 40 million, but those clients are not the right clients for you.
So I believe you can be for everyone.
No, I just wonder, is that like what it is?
Mm-hmm.
So what about the ones that are for you? Why didn't you go for them?
Maybe we've not gotten to meet each other. I'm sorry.
So that means there's a gap, there's a problem. right? That's how I just brought out your problem.
Okay.
From that question. Yeah. Now, it is that there's a kind of client you want to serve.
Yeah.
Clients that feel confident in your ability.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the clients that you are attracting are perhaps people that don't feel confident in your abilities, or the people that don't see the value. Do you see?
Yeah.
And you see, this helped me. I asked a question even before the camera started rolling, and I knew what the problem is already.
Yeah.
Is in the fact that you're communicating your value. There is a problem. How you communicate your value. Do you see?
Yeah.
But we're going to get there.
Okay.
So we've talked about 5 million. Last year, how much did you make?
It was last year that I got the...
Yeah, yeah, drop 10K. They used to drop 10K for me on this show. Yeah, drop 10K.
It was actually last year.
Okay, yeah. The year before.
The year before, I was not in that right space. It was more of like I should just stay away from...
The year before.
The year before, within 3.5.
Okay. So in 2024, how many events did you do?
I could not even count because some of them came in like... I did not, except I now check the notes where I have everything drafted. I can, but I can maybe approximately 20 something, between 20, yeah. 21, 22. I'm not sure, between that range.
Okay, so if you did 21, let's say 20 events. So 20 events, 5 million. That means from an event you made 250K.
Yeah, the profit.
Average.
Yeah, the profit, yes.
Right, that's like your revenue.
So revenue is, so when I mean maybe, you know, in events, there are places where you take out the cost of this, yeah. This. And
revenue this. Without the cost.
Cost, okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So revenue is the money that comes in. Do you understand? For example, you enter the market to buy 3 mangoes at 50 naira, right? Mm-hmm. You now come home and say these 3 mangoes, let's say they were 10 naira, 30 naira.
Yeah.
You know, say these 3 mangoes, I will sell each at 20 naira. Do you see? Your expected revenue from that is 60 naira.
Okay.
Do you see?
Not the 10
your
naira.
Your cost of buying those 3 mangoes is 30 naira. Your profit from those 3 mangoes, all things being equal, is 30 naira. Do you see? So revenue, cost, profit.
Okay.
Very important numbers nice. That you must know. I'm talking about on the simplest, there are still deeper numbers like gross margin,
yes.
Net profit, and things like that. But so how much revenue? Do you want to take it again? So yes. If you say 5 million, my mind is thinking that on every business, you make 250K as your own take home. Is that it?
Yes.
You make 250K as your own take home.
Yes.
Did you ever break it down that way?
Yes. So...
Are you comfortable with the 250K?
No, I want more.
Okay, because I'm just fine. Because
yeah.
I look at events people, you will make a lot of money. Because I was afraid to say, oh, maybe I'd be like 50 million. I'm like, okay, yeah, we're talking. But what's your goal? What's your smart goal? What's your big goal for your business?
So I wanted more in the sense that my value is being paid for, not just underestimated.
Okay.
Yes. And to see the how will I put it, the creativity I bring into the event,
mm-hmm.
and they pay for it without no feeling guilt that I've actually taken so much from them.
Okay. Did you have any mentor in the
yes.
event space?
Yes, I had the one that secretly the mentor me through the social media space.
Okay.
And I have the ones
so
that
are you afraid to ask what you're working?
Yes, we've been actually talking and we're working on something at the moment.
Okay.
Yes.
I asked you a question. Are you afraid to ask what you're worth?
No.
So why were you charging people 250K when you could have done more?
All right.
There's a problem in your pricing. Do you see? I knew what the problem was.
Right.
That's why I asked. I typically just ask people questions before I had. Is in the value.
Right.
You need to rightly value and price yourself. Mm-hmm. The event industry, I believe, is really value driven. Do you understand? And innovation driven.
Yeah.
It is how well you're able to innovate. You know, the organization, everybody can say organize well, but what do you bring that is different from every other person? Do you see? That's where innovation comes in. It's really a creative, like, you have to do something really beautiful that is, once I see it, I want to say, this is Becca.
For me.
This is Becca for me events.
Yes.
Do you see? When you see, like, the types of Zafire events,
yeah.
What's the beautiful name of this other beautiful lady, if I remember now?
Which of them?
I see her face right now.
Bankisu?
No. She's quite young girl. Mm. I think she just got married. She's also big in this space. I can't remember her name now. Right? But you sort of know that's an event.
Yeah.
Right? That's an event. And there's this other lady, IPC as well.
Yeah, IPC, yeah.
I can't remember her name now. But
can't remember her
that's,
name.
You know that this is an event because she's always very innovative.
Sure.
What makes you need to find your value and charge for it? Do you see it? You are not charging what you're worth. And from what I see of the person sitting before me, you're worth a lot more. But before you go and open your mouth and say, hey, come and give me 2 million for one event, you must also present yourself in that way. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the way that how when a client say, oh, we'd like to talk to you, it's not just that, oh, okay, maybe let's have a Zoom session. Do you see? Mm-hmm. You're already giving them the feel.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You're already giving them that feel in that Zoom session. After the meeting, you send to them a document. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
This is what we are worth. Do you see? You're already presenting your value. Do you understand? And if that's not a segment you want to serve, you want to continue to serve the 250K segment, not a problem. Not a problem, but you have to do more. Because 5 million cannot save us.
Sure.
Very do you correct. Understand what I'm very saying?
Correct.
You have to do more. Yes. So look, think about it. The more events you do in terms of, let's say, maybe you not place a value on yourself that doing an event and putting things together, I need to take 1M on. I'm just using that as an example. How many events do I need to do in a year? Do you see?
Yeah.
How many events do I need to... Your effort does not commensurate the value that you bring if you made 5 million in a year on 20, at least 20 in end. He said, for me, I'm grateful.
Right.
Should I get what happened?
I know, right?
Do you understand?
Yes.
So there's something wrong in your accounting. The money that people pay you to bring ushers in, bring whatever, bring whatever, is not your money. Do you understand?
Yes.
So is there a way that, okay, maybe you don't want to overburden people and say, James, my charge is this, I'll put this together for you. Or I don't know how you guys do it in the events, but maybe I'll put in markups or whatever around. I don't know. But you must begin to rethink how you communicate your value and how you charge for what you bring.
Right.
That's my big advice for you today.
Yes, thank you very much. And hopefully next time we meet, you see that this will actually bring a big effect on my business.
Yes, I really believe so. I really feel strongly in my bones that you're going to have good success.
Amen.
But you thank just need her. To articulate it well.
Yeah.
Present yourself as such. Even the way you present yourself online and whatnot, they would come to you. But you need to present what they want to see. Do you understand? People will pay you more.
Right.
I mean, for somebody that brings calmness to an event, do you see? I just didn't give you a catchphrase. A catchphrase. I bring calmness to your event.
Yeah.
People want calmness. I mean, I wanted calmness. I didn't want to hear somebody shouting. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So think about your positioning. I bring calmness to your event. And the way you speak, you're calm. You may be crazy outside, but you are calm communicating to somebody. There's a calmness that comes with it. And I asked you a very important question. What do you bring to an event that is different? And you said that calmness.
Yeah.
So why is that not on everything? Becca Fumi, I bring calmness to your event. Calmness to your event. Calmness. Use that catchphrase all the time. That when somebody comes, thinks about doing an event, they're thinking, I want calmness. They're thinking for me.
Yes.
Puts ads on it. I bring calmness. When people are get feedbacks, reviews at the event. Oh, Fumi brought calmness to my event. People want calmness beyond organization. That is your unique selling point. And let that be what you promote.
Thank you.
I hope this helps
you. Yeah, very much. Thank you so much.
All right. I really do wish you good success.
Thank you. Thank you very much.